Welcome back to episode 29, Total Wellness with Dan Young here at the Country Doctor. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. As always, we love when you give us feedback regarding any future episodes that you'd like to hear about in terms of specific concerns or conditions. Please remember that the education that we provide here is always for the purpose of pointing you in the direction of where to look for safe, natural, affordable, effective ways to restore normal function in the human body using natural nutrition, food, dietary recommendation, herbs, etc. We never provide this information to you as the listener to try and treat, diagnose, or cure any known or unknown illness. So just remember that. So to the definition that we're going to use today, the topic we're going to go into today is on men's health. And that usually comes around in July, June usually, but we decided to update it to covering it here in early November. And the biggest thing that men need to worry about is obviously prostate health. And there's some interesting things about prostate health that men need to pay attention to. Most men have been conditioned to think that as long as you go to the bathroom really well, you're fine. And there's so many other things that can go into this, man. You need to pay real close attention. You should have your PSAs checked once or twice, once a year, no longer than twice, or go longer than 2 years to have this done. Remember that the number's below a 4, that just suggests that there's no abnormal tissue growth or a further assessment for cancer needs to be looked at. But 4 to 10, there's definitely some benign stuff going on, a lot of inflammation. Your other symptoms are going to be backache, headache, dizziness, hypertension, leg aches, muscle fatigue. There's a variety of things that you need to pay attention to. So let's just dive right into the nutritional aspects of this, because this is one of those conditions that we're told as men in this country, if you have this concern or you have, if you live long enough, you're going to have this concern. I guess that's what it boils down to. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So always remember, men, from a dietary standpoint, pay very close attention to the fact that you're having 2 to 3 bowel movements every day. Mild exercise is critically important. Be careful. Important. You like that? Important. It's important. Be careful about riding a bicycle too much. We should have learned our lesson from Mr. Lance Armstrong with the testicular cancer that he went through. So if you are a bicycle rider, be sure you purchase one of those updated seats that takes a lot of pressure off of the prostate gland area. And make sure that you're eating lots and lots of really, really healthy foods. Like, I got a whole list here for you. Here we go. And make sure that you're getting foods that are like seeds, pumpkin seeds especially. Interesting to note that the prostate gland is the hungriest gland in the human body for zinc. And natural occurring zinc sources and fatty acids are found primarily in nuts and seeds. So start eating an ounce or two of pumpkin seeds every day, gentlemen, especially if you're over the age of 50. This can be hugely beneficial to helping your body maintain normal function in that area and keep you away from having to see the doctor. The other things that you want to make sure of to avoid from a dietary and lifestyle standpoint are avoid spicy foods, caffeine, alcohol, especially beer is a huge aggravating type food for the prostate gland and inflammatory responses that can affect that gland. So avoid the beer. Tobacco's obviously high fatty foods, things of that nature. Taking a teaspoon daily of flaxseed oil or walnut or sunflower seed oil can be exceptionally beneficial for getting essential fatty acids in there. And be sure and try to eat an organic-based diet, because a lot of the possible causes, or I should say one of the possible causes of this problem, is metal and chemical toxicity that has deposited itself in the gland. Also, if you think you might have food sensitivities, find somebody like what we do here at the Country Doctor and become desensitized to those food allergens. So there's just a brief sampling of some information on prostate health. You can certainly go to my webpage on Facebook, Country Doctor Nutritional Center on Facebook, and catch the streamed broadcast radio version of this from earlier this week and catch the whole episode on this. And if you have any other questions or things you'd like to see us talk about, be sure and text me at 307-631-5300. Enjoy the rest of your day and look forward to the next episode.